Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my special guest, Joe with Major League Fishing. Joe, tell them who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me on, Brad. As he said, my name is Joe Opager. I work for Major League Fishing. I am the Director of Communications for MLF. I've been with the company, well, not for 2 years. I actually got my start with FLW.
That's right.
Started with FLW in the fall of 2011 as an intern, believe it or not. And so got my foot in the door, and I haven't left since. They haven't gotten rid of me. So I worked with FLW and was the director of communications there up until 2019. Then, of course, in 2019, FLW was acquired by Major League Fishing, and as part of that acquisition, in addition to our tournament series and our trucks and our trailers and all the entire circus, basically, right. In addition to that, the employees came along as well. So I became a Major League Fishing employee.
There you go.
And yeah, here I am. It's been now, this is my second season with MLF. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a big adjustment, you know, going from FLW as an intern up to director of communications now with MLF, but it's an amazing job. I'm very, very blessed to work with the best pros in the world and talk fishing every day with guys like you. So thank you very much for having me on.
Has it really been that long? So we've been friends that long.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, I think the first time I ever went to your neck of the woods up in Beaver Lake was like March 2012.
Right.
And so yeah, we're coming up on 10 years. It'll be next year. So
wow, that's a long time.
Seems like yesterday, but it also seems like a lifetime ago. It's kind of weird. It's one of those deals where it's been a blur. But
you actually have a dream job. I'm sure people come up to you and say, Joe, yeah, you got the dream job. You get to go fishing with all the Jordans, and you get to go fishing with Dudley, and you get to go fishing with all these pros.
Absolutely.
Is it actually that much fun, or do you actually have to work?
Well, yeah, I probably fish less now than than before I had this job, if we're being 100% honest. But I do have a dream job. I realize that I am very, very lucky and blessed in that aspect. I mean, my job is to generate media coverage for our events and our anglers. So, you know, letting media outlets know when we come to town, lining up interviews for our guys, doing interviews, talking about what they're doing while they're out on the water competing, like right now.
Right.
And just, you know, kind of coordinating everything. But that being said, when I'm at these events, like we're at Sam Rayburn right now, and I do not get to fish with them, you know, nearly as much as you would expect. I'm lucky to get maybe one or two trips a year. And by trip, I mean like going out just for a couple hours. And it's usually like, I don't know, when there's not a lot going on, basically. But this week has been our first Bass Pro Tour event of the year.
Right.
It's been pretty craziness, if we're being honest. We've done a trailer weigh-in this time where guys are allowed to, or trailer takeoff, excuse me, where guys can launch in the morning from any location that they want to around the lake, as long as they're ready to go by lines in at 8 a.m. So guys are really, really spread out. It's been a little bit of an adjustment for me, but I'm learning as we go. And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
A little crazy for the media trying to cover it, too, because you're like, if you have a couple anglers you're trying to follow, one goes to one ramp, one goes to the other, you're like, got to pick someone.
Absolutely. And Sam Rayburn is not a little lake. So, yeah, if a guy's up on the north end and you were looking to shoot a guy down on the south end,
right,
you either got to pull your boat out and drive, you know, an hour, hour and a half down to the south end, or try to catch them the next day. So it does make things a little more difficult for media. The anglers and the staff will love it because it's, you know, much safer. They don't have to make these super long runs to get up the lake or down the lake or wherever. They can literally just drive and launch from where they need to. So it's much safer in that aspect. And, you know, the TV show all still looks the same. Lines in at 8 a.m. where our live stream starts, and they're going. But, yeah, so it's been an adjustment. Been an adjustment for guys like you as well, but I appreciate, you know, your flexibility, and we'll get through it. They're not all like this, so.
So this is a year after COVID. This is like the bumper year,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a distance here between us as well.
We have like a bumper going on here, and so tell us, how are things going? How are things rolling?
Good. It well, actually, really good. Fishing was very, very lucky in the aspect that we were one of the sports that actually, you know, grew last year as more and more people got outdoors and got exposed to fishing and everything like that. We've actually seen an uptick in the amount of, you know, licenses being sold each year, boats being sold, lures, rods and reels. Everything is up and doing great in the industry. So that's very good news. And then tournaments as well. I mean, we took a 4-month hiatus last year where, you know, from mid-April to basically mid-June, we were shut down as well. And that's our prime season. So we had to do a lot of rescheduling, a lot of kind of shuffling things around.
Right.
But we were able to complete our season last year with, we developed a, these protocols. It's called the MLF Hope Plan. We've developed these set of protocols where it will allow us to still continue to run events even during the pandemic. It's been, you know, continuing that over into this season. And just as the restrictions start to loosen more and more, you know, we'll be able to loosen our restrictions more and more. We're still asking fans to not come to any of the events. Right. We're doing our best to, you know, live stream everything. And we encourage people to watch everything on the live stream. But places are starting to open up. I mean, we're in Texas this week. They've lifted their mask mandate recently. MLF, you know, still has our own protocols that we follow. So we still do wear masks and stuff like that while we're at the ramp and, you know, taking off and doing all of our stuff. But as the country's starting to open up more, we expect we will start to open up more as well. And we're hoping, you know, by the end of the summer, things are getting back to normal. And we've got fans out to our events again, and we're holding expos and doing kids fishing derbies and all the other fun stuff that we haven't been able to do in a year and a half.
Right. And I'm jealous because y'all are going to some of the greatest places, like not just to fish, but places to hang out. So
absolutely.
Like when you're going to the northern states, I mean, you're going to, they just have so much to do up there and things that you don't see like in the south. And so tell them real quick, like the pro circuit, what do they have left for tournaments? Where at?
Sure, sure. So, well, I mean, like you said, our schedule this year is absolutely incredible. You know, the Bass Pro Tour year, we're starting here at Rayburn, but we're going to some of the top fisheries in the country this season. So we're heading to North Carolina for the Heavy Hitters event from here. Uh-huh. You know, and we've got a couple of big events at some fantastic fisheries down south to kind of start our year. North Carolina, we're going to Lake Chickamauga, Lake Travis down in Austin, Texas, you know, some real big bass fishing, largemouth meccas. Uh-huh. And then as the season progresses, we're making our way up north to some really cool places too, you know, Lake Champlain up in upstate New York and the St. Lawrence River in upstate New York. And our, you know, the Pro Circuit Title Championship will be at the Mississippi River in La Crosse. And, you know, so we're going to have some great smallmouth events to finish out the year as well. But like you said, it's more than just the fishing. I mean, these areas that we're going to are amazing tourist destinations, like places that I'm bringing my family to. You know, my family will be coming with me up to Lake Champlain this year because it's one of the most beautiful places in the country. You know, in addition to the amazing fishing, you've got the Adirondack Mountains.
Yep.
You've got the whole experience of, you know, flying into Burlington, which is a really unique city. The ferries across the lake between Burlington and Plattsburgh. And it's just, a really, really cool experience. And definitely, you know, one of the coolest parts of my job, getting to travel the country and seeing these cool locations that normally I probably wouldn't go to. So
And historically, Champaign's got a lot of monuments and different historical things in that town and things to go to.
Absolutely.
Really kind of cool. When we went up there, we kind of did a little tour as we were driving our trailer in our boat and kind of looking around. We're like, whoa, that's cool.
Just the the historical stuff that is there, and then just the scenery as well. It's a really, really cool location, and it's a place I've wanted to bring my family to for many, many years, and I'm finally gonna have the opportunity to do this year. It's pretty special.
So angler of the year last year, who was it?
You might have heard of him, a guy by the name of Jordan Lee. He's won a lot. He's won pretty much everything in this sport, if we're being honest.
Yeah, he's dominates, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, him, he's one of those guys that there's like a young gun generation that's right. coming up, the next generation, and guys that are like really kind of changing the game, if we're being honest. You know,
right.
Jordan Lee, Jacob Wheeler is another one that has won pretty much everything that there is to win. Dustin Connell is another one that runs with that group. You know, these guys all came up, were like college fishing or right. BFL anglers. You know, Jordan and Dustin Connell were college fishing standouts. Jacob was a BFL All-American champion. You know? So these guys have all started out real young fishing, you know, tournament fishing in these competitive circuits and have worked their way up now to the Bass Pro Tour. And we're kind of seeing that next generation. And, right. you know, we saw it last month with Dustin Connell winning Red Crest. Last year, Jordan winning Angler of the Year for the first time in his career, as well as a couple of events. He won Heavy Hitters event last year.
Right.
He won the first Bass Pro Tour event of the year last year. So, I mean, between him, Wheeler, and Connell, and, you know, guys like, I'm just going to throw out a couple of names, Zach right. Burge, uh-huh. and, you know, Bradley Roy, Jesse Wiggins. Like, these are all, like, anglers, you know, under 30 years old that are right. really going to be around for a while. And I expect some record books to be rewritten by the time they're all said and done.
So will you be starting a young guns division like in there? So, you know, the older guys will be like here. No, well, that's not true because there's some of them, they're sticks that it doesn't absolutely. Matter. That's the great thing about fishing is age gets thrown out the window sometimes when it comes to fishing.
Sure, sure. And honestly, I think we'll probably end up going the other way with it, if anything, and putting together some sort of like a Legends type tour right. with, you know, some of cool. the legends of the game. Right. I mean, we did a show last year and it was one of our top rated shows that ever aired. Really? And it was like, you know, the older generation of anglers got partnered with some Bass Pro Tour anglers
that's right.
yep. and got to compete in an MLF style event, which is, you know, catch, weigh, and immediately release. But
right.
Bill Dance, Jimmy Houston, Roland Martin, they were all, you know, paired with a Bass Pro Tour angler and competed. And it was a made for television TV show and it was phenomenal ratings. It was one of our highest rated programs of the year. So I wouldn't be shocked to see some more of that kind of stuff coming back, you know.
That'd
be
cool.
You talked about the Young Guns Tour. I'd love to see a Legends Tour, you know.
That'd be awesome.
Those kind of guys. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great to be in there and Jordan Lee wants to go one place and Jimmy Houston's in the other and they're looking at each other trying to decide which one to go. Well, I got these many awards. You know, yeah. Jordan Lee says, I got these many. Okay, well, we'll just flip a coin to see where we're going to go first.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to see it, you know, and if I was being honest, I got to think Jimmy wins that battle, right?
I'm pretty sure,
legitimacy and legacy. I think Jordan's got to go with what Jimmy says, if we're being honest. But
it'd be like, what are you going to throw today? Jordan say, well, you know, I got drop shot yeah. and all this and that.
Spinnerbait.
Spinnerbait.
Yep. Yeah, like white spinnerbait.
Jimmy, you bring your tackle box? And, you know, here it is. You know, it's like one spinnerbait. I don't know why you kids need so much
lure. He's the king of the spinnerbaits. There's a reason why he's known for them. And, yeah, he's been around a long, long time. He's got a lot of fish on spinnerbaits, no doubt.
So we're talking about history. Let's talk about your favorite moment on Beaver Lake. Which would be your favorite moment? Would it be like Matt winning or, you know, Matt
Well, Matt
his
going
wife
back
and
to back
kids?
was a pretty cool moment, no doubt. That was, you know, a very big deal with Matt Airy, of course, right. winning 2 years in a row and kind of almost stealing the title of Mr. Beaver Lake away from Clark Wendlandt, who had
right.
dominated Beaver Lake for many, many years. But so, yeah, that was a great one. Gosh, we had so many great moments. One of the things I always loved about Beaver Lake is it was always different. Like before right. kind of Matt Airy, you know, dominated and won back to back.
Right.
It kind of seemed like for many, many years, a different guy was winning
yep.
in a different area on a different pattern every single year.
Yep.
And so it was a really, really, you know, unique tournament scenario that we don't see a whole lot. But then, of course, you know, Matt kind of figured some stuff out and kind of threw all that out the window and became Mr. Beaver Lake. So that was a really fun moment. I just miss that area. Like, I haven't been back there. I think the last time FLW was there was 2017 or 2018?
2017, I think.
Yeah. So we had gone there every single year up to then. So
and we had skipped 1 year. There was 1 year that they skipped, and then you guys turned around and came right back.
Yep. So just that whole area, you know, the John Q. Hammond Center and just Rogers, like the restaurants. And the chicken restaurant, what is it? Montanay?
Yeah, there's the chicken house at Montanay, and then there's AQ Chicken House and the legendary
food,
chicken house.
The food, I mean, the community, it was just
remember
it was always
the lines,
so welcoming.
The lines, like they give away like 250 free rods and real combos.
Absolutely.
And you go to John Q. Hammond, and like for media, we show up early, and like we're showing up and we're like, there is a line. Mm-hmm. Like there's more than 250 people. There's like 500 people.
Absolutely.
In line.
And this is like the fifth or sixth year in a row that we had been there, and we're still drawing crowds like that. So definitely miss Beaver Lake. I would absolutely assume we will be back soon. Like it's a good fishery, and it was getting better. And we were seeing that each year at FLW, you know, like it had kind of been down for a few years. But then it really went on a tear, and every year the weights were getting better and better, better and better. And I have to assume that's
still
the case.
It's still getting better and better. So I'll offer, you know, you can come. Everyone can stay at my house.
Yeah, I know you're right on the lake.
My next house. Everyone would just be like lined up.
I would always get photos from you. I took this from my window this morning, and it was, you know, one of the guys out there right in front of your house fishing.
When Clark was winning, I actually would just walk down and take the morning pictures. That's where he would stop on the point. He'd walk down there, take my pictures. I'd be like, Clark would be, hey, Brett. I'd be, hey, Clark, thanks. And then I'd go back up.
Yeah, work's done for the day. Yeah, no wonder you want us to come back. Yeah,
that's right. The 1 year you had me in there doing some photography work was pretty cool. So
you even competed as a co-angler once or twice, if I remember correctly.
Made a little money here and there. So
absolutely.
So that's good. But
if I was a betting man, I don't know when, and I can't guarantee it, but Beaver Lake has so much history that, you know, MLF will return soon. Right. I'm very confident saying that.
That'd be awesome.
I agree.
Come back. So you have, real quick, you have some other, besides the pro circuit, you have some other circuits too that are part of your organization.
Yeah. So when MLF acquired FLW, they acquired everything. And that's including, you know, FLW at the time was the world's largest tournament fishing organization. So MLF now is the world's largest fishing tournament organization. But we have six main circuits that we run, high school fishing, college fishing, the BFL events, which are the one-day tournaments for, you know, just the guys with normal jobs, but they still like to get out on the weekends and compete in these one-day tournaments. We have our Toyota Series, which is basically our AAA level. Right. You know, those are three-day events. We've held 18 of those around the country. And those feature a lot of the best regional pros in the area, as well as some of
the
pro circuit and the traveling pros as well. Yeah. So you're going to have the full gamut in the Toyota Series. From there, we go to the Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit. That is now that replaced the FLW Tour, basically.
Uh-huh.
And that is MLF's top five fish circuit. Right. So we have the best of both worlds now. We have the five fish limit circuit, which is the pro circuit. And then we also have the Bass Pro Tour, which is what we're doing here this week at Sam Rayburn. That features 80 of the top pros in the world. These are the tournaments that are filmed for television broadcast on CBS, the Discovery Channel, the Outdoor Channel. And they're also live streamed, you know, throughout the week at MajorLeagueFishing.com. So
catch and release, catch, measure, and release.
Yep,
so,
catch, weigh, immediately release is the Bass Pro Tour. So, so between the and the Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit this year, you've got a lot of the guys that are from the Bass Pro Tour that are also fishing in the Pro Circuit.
Right.
And then new this year, we have four anglers from the Pro Circuit get to compete in every Bass Pro Tour event. So this week here at Sam Rayburn, we've got the top four finishers from our AOI standings last year. So guys like Spencer Shuffield from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yep.
Ron Nelson, who was the Pro Circuit Angler of the Year last year. Matt Becker and Gray Buck, two young, you know, hammers. They're out here from the Pro Circuit competing on the Bass Pro Tour this week and trying to see what they can do and getting, you know, to experience that Major League Fishing catch, weigh, immediately release,
yep,
and the score tracker leaderboard and all that. So it's a really cool opportunity for both the pro circuit anglers that get to come up, but also the Bass Pro Tour anglers that love fishing those five fish limit format tournaments. They get to now fish in the pro circuit, and they're still competing for, you know, $100,000 at every single event.
Yeah, and Matt loves it. So Matt Becker, he likes it. Of course, he was in eighth place this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's really loving it.
Yeah.
But I talked with him this morning. That takes us to Tackle Time. Of course, Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. They have a wide arrangement of fishing gear for everything from crappie to bass. So make sure you check out their products at picolures.com and also Smith's Consumer Products. And they have a whole line of consumer products, basically everything from hook sharpeners to knife sharpeners. And this week, of course, the Fisherman's Multi-Tool is the product we're looking at. Has everything that you need from a hook sharpener, line cutter, and you can sharpen your blades. Everything that's in there has a little clip you put on your belt or you put on your tackle box. So make sure you check them out at smithsproducts.com. And that takes us to Joe. Tell us, if they want to find out more about Major League Fishing, where would they go?
Well, it's pretty easy. MajorLeagueFishing.com. That is the, we actually got a new website a couple months ago.
All right.
Rebuilt everything, and it's amazing. If we're being completely honest, it's so much better than what we've worked with in the past. So MajorLeagueFishing.com, right. You'll find all the information for all of our circuits from high school all the way up to the Bass Pro Tour. Every single tournament we run has the live weigh-ins streamed there.
Okay.
The Bass Pro Tour and the Tackle Wars Pro Circuit have full live coverage from on the water. We've got camera guys out there right now shooting. And, that's going to be the home of MLF, MajorLeagueFishing.com.
There you go. There you have it. You guys, that's it for our show this week. Make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.